ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoders around the world. My name is Logan, your tour guide, and this is Decode Your Reality. And today we're going to be breaking down and decoding some more of Ra. We've covered Ra. This will be the third time. I don't think I'm done either. The topic or the title of this is Ra Sun. We're going to specify the sun, Ra Sun decoded. So it's kind of this is on the shorter side. But of course, let's jump into this. Let me show you how scripted this reality is. All of these should be called scripted reality at this point, but let's get into some mainstream, right? Now, this number here at the top left, the radius of the sun in kilometers. You can convert this into miles. But the radius is 696,340. Now, is it really that? I couldn't tell you. I could never measure it. I don't know. But what I can do is connect this to something. How do we connect it to Ra? By using the periodic table. And I have it circled there. It's in black and white there, ladies and gentlemen. Is that the clue is the melting point of radium in Celsius matches the radius in kilometers. Is this just something we should shrug off? Considering that this is about Ra and Ra is the Egyptian sun god. How big this is? This is huge. 696 matching the radius measured in kilometers. Pretty big deal here, right? But let's keep going and let's talk about, now I have circled where radium got its name from. It's a Latinized word which comes from radius, which is in all of us. This is why you hear, like, Tool sings the song Numa, and he says, we're the sun becoming, we're Ra becoming. Because when we get to become a human being, we now have a bone in our bodies called the radius bone. It's the bone in your forearm. And the reason why, as I have it circled there and highlighted, the radius is named so because the radius bone acts like the radius of a circle. And now we can take of a circle and we can bring that back into chemistry, looking to your left. And we have radium, its most abundant isotope, 226. It's got a half-life of 1,600 years. I've shown that's why the Washington, D.C., the White House is 1,600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And Google, the largest collector of artificial intelligence, their headquarters is 1,600 Amphitheater Way in Mountain View. 1,600 is the half-life of radium-226. But when you take the neutrons, protons, and electrons and you add them all up, there's where you get the circle, because 314 is pi, and pi is the perfect circle. So there you go. Now we measure it back into mathematics. We go from the bone in the body, the definition of that, into chemistry, into mathematics, and then into a mathematical equation called pi. How about that? But wait, there's more. There always is more here, ladies and gentlemen. So the circle's a big deal. So I covered this in my Eye of Shalom Ra. That the word radius and the word circle and the word matrix all become the number 17. And how do you get the radius from the circle? And the vesica piscis, of course, is the matrix. The wound is right there. But you need two circles to merge together. This would be cell division as well, but now you get the circle. And that's why it says that the bone, the radius bone, So this is the Ra becoming becoming man or woman, the sun becoming, right? The sun becoming. And this is why I believe the icon chosen for radium is a paintbrush, because it represents Ra being able to paint on the canvas of life anything that it wants through the context of the story of Ra. And it's tied to gold and the sun and all that and pi. But it's also tied to what it means to be a human being. Okay? So let's bring it into mathematics a little more and bring the 314, where we got the neutrons, protons, and electrons added up, discovered from that 314 by adding up the neutrons, protons, and electrons, excuse me. Well, now we take the 314 and we bring it into the string of the 1.61 golden ratio, and the 314 occupies digit 947 through 949. And the 947, how big of a deal is that? Well, it just goes right back to the golden ratio, because 947 is the 161st prime number. See how big of a deal all of this stuff is, especially with Ra, the Egyptian sun god, Ra, which it just may be that the God of the Bible is Ra. That's why in Psalms 84, verses 11, God says, "The Lord God is a sun and shield." I would imagine the shield is the moon. Okay, so let's get into some scripted reality now, shall we? Let's talk about this woman right here, Marie Curie. She was the one who was the co-discoverer of radium, right? Along with her husband, Pierre. Okay, they both were credited, here they are, for discovering radium and polonium. So let's go to them. Let me show you how scripted their realities are. Pierre, born on the 15th of May. Marie, born on the 7th of November. If you bring the 1, the 5, and the 7 together, what do you get? 157. And what is 157? It's tied to the number 64. Gadolinium has 64 protons. Well, when you locate the 314 after the 314, which is what the neutrons, protons, and electrons add up to in radium, you find it here. You get it. This is a total of 18 digits. You add it up, you get 64. And it's the GD element, otherwise known as the God element. So Ra's attached to this. And of course, you're on television. You're on television, ladies and gentlemen. And this is this is 3 and then the 17 digits after that. So there's several ways to look at the mathematical equations of pi and phi. One of them is adding them all up and then looking at just this right here. And if I take the 64 and I subtract the 3, you're going to get 61. That's tied to Prometheus. So Prometheus is in here as well. Prometheus was a titan who stole fire, sun, gave it to the humans, right? But 17 digits, and we go back to that circle and remember what that was. 17 is the radius, which is where radium got its name from. So I know that looking at the string of pi and phi and looking at it with the decimal, the number behind the decimal and without the decimal, behind the number, behind the decimal, you got to know how to look at this kind of stuff. 64 possible codons in our DNA, 64 squares in a chessboard. I mean, you're in a movie, right? I mean, come on, their birthdays are 1, 5, and 7. I mean, how much more do you need to see here? Well, let's show you a few more. Let's go to their cards of illumination. Pierre's got the 4 of diamonds, born on May 15th, the 30th card in the deck. Maria's got the 26th card in the deck, the king of clubs. Right? Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh is 26. Remember, in Psalms 84, verses 11, the Lord God is a sun and shield. Is the Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh just the sun? The burning bush, fire, tied to the sun? I am that I am? The eye in the sky? She's got the 26th card in the deck. And when you add up 30 and 26, you get 56. Lights, camera, action equals 56. What creates the lights? The sun. What is the law one? Ra. So these two people get credited for discovering radium. And their birth cards add up to Ra. And the 56. These people didn't have a choice in discovering polonium and radium. Well, how about their cards when they passed away? Pierre, 19th of April, two of diamonds. Marie, 4th of July. Jack of diamonds. Notice that there's three diamonds out of four here. And then when you add them all up, you're going to get 121. 30 plus 26 plus 28 plus 37, 121. Now, doing the rules of the cards, as I learned from Sharon Jeffers, is if you get a number above 52, 52 meaning the total amount of cards in a deck, because I want to be able to find out what card this is linked to. And you can do this with your birth card, your life and your spirit card. But you have to take the 121, you need to subtract 52, the total amount of cards in the deck, until you get to 52 or below. And you got to do it twice. It's going to be 104 minus the 121, and what do you get? 17. What's the 17? It's the radius, which is the circle, which is tied to Ra and tied to Pi, which makes the circle through time as it moves through time. So, you know, you get it here with their two birth cards, and then you get it here with their birth and death cards here. Is this just a mere coincidence? Are these people trying to get one past you? No. They were being used to discover these elements. They were big time on the world stage. Big time, because they were pioneers in this, in radioactivity. Radio. Pioneering research in radioactivity. Ra, it's got God twice. Ra is the Egyptian sun god, and Dio is the word God. Radio. When you take all four cards and you do the numerology of them, you get the 222. And what's the 222? Well, bringing that into the string of the golden ratio again. And where is the 222? Well, it's going to be on digit 6, but it makes up this three-digit number called 696. So it's digit 220, 221, and 222. What's the 696? The melting point of radium. Again. So then not only do I get it from the radius of the sun itself, but I get it from these two that discovered radium and the numerology of their birth and death cards. Coincidence? No way. And the 222 is also tied to Ra through a different format. Going back to the periodic table, we have Ra-Dawn. Ra-Dawn. This element's tied to Lucifer because Lucifer is known as the light bringer, the son of the morning. And what's another word for the morning time? The dawn. Ra-Dawn. The Ra of the morning. Okay, so radium perhaps is the midheaven position. And Ra Dawn is the son of the morning, the son of the rising of the sun. So many clues with this. So many clues. The neutrons, 136, that's tied to barium in the 56. I mean, there's so many clues here. But ladies and gentlemen, you got to be the judge of what you want to adopt this truth here. But for me, it's very crystal clear with this 696 and 696 and the 222 tied to the Ra Dawn instead of radium. You have the Ra in there and the Dawn. See how all this stuff works? It's so magical and so beautiful. And the last slide here for this short presentation is the discovery date of radium. December 26, 1898. Using sidereal, the true map of the stars. And you have it in Sagittarius. You have the sun in Sagittarius. This is the winter solstice. See, if you go into tropical astrology, the sun's going to be in Capricorn. But it can't be in two places at one time. Of course, it can be in two charts at one time. But the sun is in Sagittarius on December 26th. And it wasn't just in Sagittarius. It was in the 19th in the chakra called Mula. And Mula, means foundation. The root or foundation. Right? So they discovered radium on this time. And 19 is tied to the sun. The sun is in the 19th nakshatra, which is the sun card in the tarot. And it's in the sign of Sagittarius because Sagittarius is the 9th zodiac sign. 9 or 10, depending on how you look at it. Rahu's there. The desire to discover radium. The nodes of the moon. Mercury, the messenger to discover this element. And the card that sits there is the hermit card. Right? The wise hermit card sitting here. And this Sagittarius zodiac sign is ruled by Jupiter. So we got to go back. And where's Jupiter at? Well, right here. And what sign is Jupiter in? Libra. It's in the 8th house here. But I don't know if these... Actually, I'm going to redact that. I don't know what time it was when they discovered it. So I just put this around like noontime or something like that. This would have been a map of that day, no matter what, when they officially announced the discovery of it. So this would have been in place. But we know for sure the zodiac signs and where the celestials are, these are definites. The houses may have changed. I don't know when the announcement was made. So that the houses may fall out a little bit. But that doesn't matter because Jupiter and Libra and the sun in Sagittarius, which is ruled by Jupiter... These are big deals, ladies and gentlemen, like really big deals, especially the sun being here in Mula, which is in the 19th nakshatra. Okay, so these people here, amazing stars, but not having choices in this reality. They were destined to discover polonium and radium, and they were destined to be pioneers in radioactivity, radioactivity. That's what their screenplay called for. Just like yours, you have a screenplay. You don't have a say in it. You got to live through your screenplay. Discovering it is the most fun part. Because then you have your truth. All right? So there you go. Short and sweet. Raw Sun Decoded. Would love to hear what you saw. Keep your comments coming. And even if you made it all the way to the end, put it in the comments. I made it all the way to the end. And not... You know, a very small percentage of you do, believe it or not. Even members of Patreon, not everybody watches it all the way to the end. So, but anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got for today. My name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.